From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Netflix issues its earnings after the closing bell on Wall Street today. The company just announced a subscription price hike, in part because it needs to pay for all the original shows and movies it makes. Netflix also spends a lot to license shows from the outside, like Friends and The Office. So Netflix keeps growing, but there are some threats on the horizon, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Right now, the company's sitting pretty, says Paul Verna at eMarketer.
Netflix has been and will remain the market leader for the foreseeable future.
But rivals are nipping at its heels. Amazon and Hulu are gaining subscribers. And increasingly, content producers like Disney and Warner Brothers want to stream popular shows that they own rather than license them to Netflix, says Michael Pachter at Wedbush Securities.
So if Friends goes back to Warner Brothers at the end of 2019, what happens to all the Netflix subscribers who were halfway through their Friends binge? You know, they're going to think about dropping Netflix.
James McQuivey at Forrester says that's why Netflix is investing so much to try and make its own bingeable hits.
They need to produce original content because the big studios can just turn off the faucet.
McQuivey says Netflix has a competitive advantage producing new content with voluminous customer data on what viewers like to watch. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.